of course. I mean, if you divest all these state wasting entities that are wasting money and returning losses, what will SIGA be existing? SIGA is only there because it's trying to pepper up. We are looking at what we are doing. We don't have to waste time at all. We don't have to give time to any entity that just is wasting our time and money. SIGA is a wasting enterprise. Because why? The things that are supervising, the companies that are supervising are not returning proper value. So why should I have you? Ultimately, internet we buy Javier Milei, Argentina, or Basiano, he's my man, by the way. Or see, I'm equivalent of Ghana News Agency. He turned it into an advertising agency. It's a scary agency. If I come in to say Ghana News Agency, I don't know. I'm not saying that Ghana News Agency is not returning value. But me power one day, I'll sell all those GBC, GNC, Daily Gaffey. If I'm president, I'll sell all those things immediately and focus on private sector growth. The reason why the politics of procurement and all of this goes on, because the state, when the state is involving all this is procuring for companies to, I don't know, ammonia scan, that's where most of the politicians make the money from. And what do you think happens? It goes down to the bottom line, affects the profits, and then these companies are run under. So you break SIGA, you sell these companies, SIGA doesn't exist. We all go, we should go and do some productive stuff. I think this whole thing of gravy train is too much. It's too much. I mean, my friend, the economy is in a cancer. The state is the greatest friction. I think everybody tries to live at its expense. There's the state should do that. When the state does something, my brother, anytime the state is involved in any business, they are wasting your future and wasting your money. They never return any value. Give me a proper example of any state entity today in Ghana right now that is returning normal profit.